On Wednesday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Steel Roden and Big Flip Livingstone, we are continuing to take a nightly look at all of the playoff series and the best spots for you to make your money, especially when it comes to DFS, big time bets, our locks of the night. We're rolling out and also discussing all the hot topics in the NHL. Thank you for joining us, and let's get right into it.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody? And welcome back to your favorite podcast. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, and we are part of the Locked On Network. Thank you for making us your very first listen every single day, Monday to Friday. You can find myself and my esteemed co-host, Mr. Steel Roden, right here every day, 7 a.m. Eastern, fresh, hot content, feeding you the picks, DFS targets, everything you need to make a little bit of money every single night. This is your place. This is your podcast. Much love for all the support, guys. On today's episode, Wednesday's episode, playoffs are rolling deep, baby. Each night, there's something else to talk about. Today's show, we're going to talk about those Colorado Avalanche sweeping away the Nashville Predators. But would it have been different with UC Saros? We'll get into that. We're going to get into the Stars versus Flames, as well as Pittsburgh Penguins have these New York Rangers on the brink steal. I don't think either of us saw that happening, but that's okay. We'll be talking about all of those series, as well as locks of the night, big time bets, DFS targets, like I said. So, Steel, let's start with it, my friend. You brought up an interesting point. We had a comment left on the YouTube channel earlier in the week talking about that Avalanche-Nashville series. Would there have been a different outcome if UC Saros was in the cage? Let's start right there, my friend.
I don't think there would have been a different outcome. I still think Colorado Avalanche would have either swept this series or won in five. But we're talking about a top three goaltender in the league this year in UC Saros, and the guys that were backing him up are David Rittich and Connor Ingram. And you made a good point with Ingram that he's only played two games so far in the NHL this year. And with UC Saros, he's a top three goalie. He's right behind Frederik Andersen and Igor Shesterkin for the Vezina Trophy. He's a candidate for the Vezina Trophy this year.
Yeah,
there would have been a big difference. We wouldn't have seen games go up. You know, we wouldn't have seen Avalanche win 7-2, 7-3, or 5-3 would be a good score because we've seen that in other series. But 7-3, they absolutely dominated every single time except for that 2-1 win in overtime. There would have been a difference, but Colorado still would have won the series no matter what.
It's the kind of thing, Steele, that we've seen the Colorado Avalanche steamroll teams in the first round in the past, and they literally got healthy at the most opportune time. I was talking to a couple of guys heading into the playoffs, and it seemed like they were going to get the Kadris, the Landeskogs back, but it literally all happened basically at once. That kind of momentum, Steele, even before they've hit the ice, they've almost won a game by getting all those guys back, just the momentum there. And then Nashville has basically the opposite happen with the injury. Look, we called Colorado. I think we both had Colorado in four. But really, for me, Steele, this comes down to, and you know, regardless of the outcome of this series, because it's done, the real question mark is, can they now use this to really pick up some serious momentum and go on a run? Do you think that maybe the Nashville Predators weren't enough of a test, perhaps?
They might not have been. Like, it was still,
right?
I wouldn't say it was a good series because the Avalanche absolutely dominated them, but yeah, there were some sparks out there from, you know, their top guys and Connor Ingram when he came into game two and made 42 or 43 saves, sending it to overtime. Like, those were the type of things where I see where, like, okay, Nashville had some highlights there, but I don't think it was enough for the Colorado Avalanche. But look, they swept them. They have all the momentum right now. Their top guys are firing on all cylinders. Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar looking like the best defenseman in the league.
Yeah.
They have the momentum, but the thing is, whoever wins out of that St. Louis-Minnesota matchup, that's going to be a tough series, so Colorado better be ready for it. And And that, looking at it now, that second series between whoever wins between the Wild and Blues, that series, whoever goes up against the Avalanche, that is going to be the series to watch.
Yeah, it becomes the marquee matchup. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And the other thing, too, is right away when it comes to what we saw in that first round, and I want to move on to Stars Flames in a second here, but the bottom line is Darcy Kuemper is out. Pavel Francouz is a solid backup, but this team has not been tested, right? And then you go up against a team that, regardless of who it is, St. Louis or Minnesota, they are literally who have just gone through a meat grinder of a series, battle tested after one round, and probably ready and raring to go. So all eyes for me will be on that series. We'll see if Colorado's, you know, first round sweep maybe wasn't enough of a seasoning, but we will see. Stars, Flames, Steel, a lot of heat going down on Johnny Gaudreau. Very similar to kind of the letdown in the playoffs that some of the Toronto Maple Leafs players are taking in terms of performing great in the regular season, first round disappearing at times. Johnny Gaudreau shows up, Elias Lindholm shows up, and aside from Jake Oettinger making a few beautiful goal line saves, that number could have been even higher for the Calgary Flames. Yeah. And like we said at the start of the playoffs, if those guys can go, which we just saw that they can, Dallas Stars don't stand a chance.
Yeah, and I really haven't watched a lot of these games, A, because I was away for a week, and, you know, the games are at like 10:30 at night. By that time, I'm already well into the night. But this has just not been one of the series that have really been great through my eyes. And you know, the physicality and the grittiness has been there. There's no question about that. I absolutely love Jamie Benn's comments after the game the other day. Like, he's to Matthew Tkachuk, he's a smart kid for not dropping the gloves with me. Absolutely love that. But the low scoring, and I'm really surprised at how low scoring the games have been, not from the Dallas Stars side, but the Calgary Flames. I think a lot of people can agree with that.
Most definitely.
Even the last game when they won 4-1, like, one of their goals was a penalty shot from Johnny Gaudreau. So that's a 1v1 situation right there, and an empty netter to finish the game. So without that penalty shot, that's a 2-1 game, another low-scoring game. And I wonder, once the Calgary Flames, or if they win this first round, what are they going to be like going up against the Edmonton Oilers or the LA Kings? Because if they go up against the Oilers in the second round, a beautiful series that everyone wants to see. But what is actually going to happen if they can't score?
Yeah, it's hey man, like we said, intriguing storylines aplenty here. But at the end of it all, I'm really glad you raised those points, because yes, they kind of snapped out of it. But empty netter, penalty shot goal. You mentioned it, but I think really it's Jake Oettinger that really deserves some credit, because he has looked really solid in there. But look, I really do think that was kind of the turn the page moment that this Flames team need, at least for this series. And we'll talk about second round predictions. Make sure you stay tuned for that and keep it locked right here on the Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Network. But big time bets coming up, DFS targets coming up. I think this is the night the Calgary Flames maybe kind of squash that first round narrative just a little bit, but it really comes down to the second round with this team and the longevity. Anyway, Steele, we're going to talk about this Pens Rangers series right after the break, because hey, these Pittsburgh Penguins have the blue shirts on the brink, and we'll have to talk about that. But I also need to talk about Rock Auto. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's almost impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why go through the pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning about your cars and wait in line for all the orders of parts? Choose the only brand that matters. It's Rock Auto. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money by using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, or even 100% more on the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? An example, Odyssey fuel pump, $353 from the chain store. Save at least $120 from Rock Auto. It's a family-owned business serving do-it-yourselfers just like Steele and I for over 20 years. They have everything you need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even down to their new selection of carpets. Go to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know Steele and I sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, you have to check out the Locked On Now Podcast, nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. You don't want to miss out on all the highlights. I know Flip and I don't. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. So thank you so much for tuning in. With that being said, let's dive into that New York Rangers, Pittsburgh Penguins series flip. I don't know about you. I am really, really disappointed in this Rangers team. The fact that they're down 3-1. I honestly don't know where they go from here because it looks like it's about finished.
Yeah. And hey, Steele, look, we put out a lot of predictions on this show. We say a lot of things. We throw our opinion out there. That's what we do. And there was a long period of time where I said, this Pittsburgh Penguins team knows that the window is closing, and if they play like it's closing, they're going to be a hard team to play against. And we kind of saw that go away, didn't we, down the stretch? They almost looked like they were ready to give up. And then Tristan Jarry goes out. You think maybe that's it. Casey DeSmith comes in, plays pretty good. Then he goes out, and you go, okay, this is definitely it. And maybe this is just one of those teams, Steele. It happens in the playoffs all the time, and why not one with Sidney Crosby on it that just kind of defies logic? You know what I'm saying? They go on one of those improbable runs, because the opposite could have been said for the Rangers, right? They were looking real great down the stretch. The Rangers are leaving Igor Shesterkin out to dry. This guy is seeing way too many pucks. There is no clutch goal scoring from a couple of those New York Rangers players that need to be clutch.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you think about it, but Igor Shesterkin is an amazing goalie, but way, way too many shots on him already. And kudos to what we thought would be the Penguins' shortcoming. Their supporting cast of players, Danton Heinen, Zucker, Jeff Carter, these guys are really stepping up and giving the New York Rangers fits.
Well, that's the great thing for the Pittsburgh Penguins right now. They're still being led by Jake Guentzel, Sidney Crosby. You know, every single night, it seems like they each finish with 2 or 3 points. Yeah. But that's the great thing now, is that even their depth players, the guys on their bottom six, are chipping in with, you know, a couple of assists or just one assist on the night. So we're seeing that out of the Pittsburgh Penguins. We're not seeing that out of the Rangers. What I want to know is, where the heck is all the physicality on the Rangers side? That's what I need to know right now.
Right.
Where's Jacob Trouba? Where's Ryan Reeves? Where's Alexi Lafreniere? Finish a check, hit someone out there. Yeah. That's what they need to do for game five, because there is no way you can go out in this game and not be physical. Because that's what I thought that they should have been doing since at the beginning of the series. Mm. I'm just very surprised at how it's kind of turned out right now.
Yeah, and hey, this is what happens in the postseason, but can it last? Can the Pittsburgh Penguins really ride Louis Domingue? But even if Casey DeSmith comes back, is he good enough to take them all the way to a cup? I don't think so. But hey, crazier things have happened in the playoffs.
I will say this, though. I was looking back. The Rangers did come back back in 2014. They were down 3-1 to the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they did come back. That was the year they made it all the way to the Stanley Cup finals and lost to the LA Kings. So they have done it before. But with the way they're playing, the way they're letting Shesterkin out to dry, I think Shesterkin needs to be a little bit better. I've seen a couple of soft goals, but they have left him out to dry. So they need to be more physical. They can't allow that many shots on Shesterkin again. Yeah. They've done it in the past, so it is possible.
So anything is possible. Shout out to KG. but hey, let's get right into it, Steele. DFS Wednesday night, only 3 games, Rangers, Pens, Caps, Panthers, and Stars, Flames. You know, we're going to have to start to get real selective here with our DFS selections down the stretch. So this is going to be, you know, shorter segments, shorter episodes. But where are you looking first, my friend? Where's your money going?
Well, you might disagree with this, but for the first game, this is the game I'm not even looking at. So this is where I think you might disagree, but I'm not even looking towards the Dallas Stars or Calgary Flames. I've just not been impressed with any of the offense. I've been extremely impressed with the defense and the goalies, especially Jake Ottinger, but you need goals and you need assists, especially for DFS selection. So I think that game, without question, it's just not even in the realm of where I'm focusing right now.
Fair.
So obviously the other two games have to be the Rangers, Rangers-Penguins series, as well as the Panthers-Capitals. And I'm going to go back to the guys who I've said in the past, just because of how the way things are shaping up. Because the Penguins, because the Rangers are down 3-1 in their series, and you just said it, some of those top guys have not been clutch. They have not been the guys that you need to lean on or depend on in these types of situations.
Yeah,
they need to be those guys for game five. So they need to come out with some fire, and and they really need to be wheeling on the ice. So I'm going back to Artemi Panarin, guys like Ryan Strome, Adam Fox on the blue line. Those are the guys I'm looking for my DFS selections, because those are the guys that really need to step up if they want to continue in this series.
Most definitely. And actually, so speaking of that Stars-Flames game, completely agree with the lack of offensive firepower overall in terms of DFS. I will target one player when it comes to this for my bets, and that might be a bit of a hot one for you. But I will say this. Jakob Markstrom looked pretty good the other night. And I'm only saying pretty good because even in the loss, I would give the edge to Jake Oettinger. If it not for him, and maybe, you know, a couple of good plays from the top six forward group, this series is completely different. And I don't think I have the cojones to tell you to go out there and take Jake Oettinger, because I do like this spot for the Flames. But I definitely would target either of those guys if you're picking a goaltender, just because of the way that these games have been. Steele mentioned it, tight checking, physical. Aside from a penalty shot, goal, and an empty netter, they've all been under the total of 3.5 goals. So take that in when you're taking a look at goalies.
Exactly. So I think that's, again, that's probably the situation that we're both leaning to, because the Rangers-Penguins series has been very high scoring. Even the Capitals-Panthers, I know the last game was 3-2 overtime. That was the first game that was under 5 goals, I believe, or 5 goals or under. So it's been another high scoring game. That's also where I'm going towards for my other DFS selections to fill out the rest of my roster. Carter Verhaeghe would be a great selection, a cheaper option, who played a fantastic game against the Washington Capitals in game 4. As well as I'm going back to Alexander Barkov, who hit for me for my player prop the other night as well with an anytime assist. I think he's been decent so far in this series. I haven't seen enough from him. And again, I think those are the type of guys that you really need to lean on. The guys who have led this team, your captains, the leaders in the group that really need to step up and show why this team deserves to be in the playoffs right now.
Shout out to Carter Verhaeghe and the Niagara Ice Dogs, former Niagara Beauty, great junior career for Niagara. And yeah, hey, why not? Huge game coming out for the Panthers last time out. Love that you're taking a look at him. These are going to be tricky spots, Steele, right? We're really starting to, as these series wind down, how many great spots are you? This is where you got to tune in, guys. Tune in, tap in, and make sure, you know, Steele and I are in the lab all the time getting serious. So make sure you're following along on Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere you find your favorite content. And smash the subscribe button, guys. It really gives us a lot of support and love. So much love from you. Steele, where are we going next? Or are we rolling right into big time bets?
We'll roll right into big time bets very, very soon. But I will quickly mention, you know, obviously, if you're not feeling the Rangers side of things, the Penguins are up 3-1 right now. If you think they're going to close it out, you have to go with their two best players right now, Sidney Crosby and Jake Guentzel, because those guys score at least or record 2 points or over every single game, it seems like. So if you don't like the Rangers, you know, trying to make a comeback in this series and you don't like that angle, clearly go with the Penguins top two guys, because they've been absolutely fantastic in this series. And there's no denying it. And we'll see what happens for some big time bets, but I need to let everyone know about Built Bar first. At Built Bar, they are all about the taste. They make it taste delicious first, then figure out how to make it healthy second. I don't know how they do it, but they pull it off every single time. It probably has something to do with the fact that Built Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. I love me some chocolate. It hits the spot every single time. And it only contains 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 17 grams of protein. So before you work out, after you work out, every single day, I absolutely love these protein bars. And if you haven't tried the Puffs yet, you are absolutely missing out on one of Built Bar's best tasting bars yet. Puffs are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. They're not just a protein bar, they're a treat. And they're covered too in 100% real chocolate, which makes it 100 times better. Puffs are a fan favorite right now with some incredible flavors of yummy churro, coconut marshmallow, and banana cream pie. So go to built.com and scroll down to the macros chart. You'll be absolutely blown away. High protein, low cal, high fiber, and low carbs. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your order at built.com. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcast, which also includes YouTube. So if you haven't yet, please hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes of the podcast. And Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. So thank you so much for tuning in. With that being said, this is what everyone's been waiting for. Big time bets, where the money's made. Flip and I have been hitting our locks of the night. I'll throw it over to you, though, because I'm very interested to see what your first pick of the night is.
I like how you always throw it over to me because you know I'm the most fired up. I'm a bit of a degenerate gambler, and this time of year is where you either make or break that bankroll. Thankfully, right now, knock on wood, going the other way. So we'll take that steal. Look, my lock of the night and my second pick are super simple. All three of my picks are super simple.
Yeah.
I'm going with, honestly, with the three teams that I think, look, I'm just not even going to explain it this way. I'm just going to hit you with my first pick steal and you tell me how it goes. The New York Rangers need a massive response. They need a massive response from the guys that did it all year long. Mika Zibanejad, Artemi Panarin, these guys, you even mentioned some of the guys on the blue line, Adam Fox. These guys need to step up, and I think they will. Mika Zibanejad has 4 assists in this series, and I'm going back to a Mika Zibanejad anytime assist for my first pick of the night steal because I really don't think that the Rangers are done yet, even though it looks that way. You're right. You mentioned it. I don't think they're done just yet. I think you'll see the best from them. And I think you'll see them expose a goaltender in Louis Domingue who, let's be honest, is a career backup for a reason. If I'm the coach behind the bench for the Rangers, throw pucks on net. Get shots on net. Use your speed. Use the size. Use these guys that they got at the deadline to cause a ruckus for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Hey, the Pittsburgh Penguins do not have a stacked blue line. Throw some pucks on net. Cause some rush chances and get back to what you do. That includes Mika Zibanejad distributing. Mika Zibanejad anytime assist. That's my first pick of the night steal.
I like that pick a lot because he has been great with playmaking and passing the puck, but I still think that he needs to be shooting the puck a lot more. Like you just mentioned, those guys, Artemi Panarin, even Chris Kreider right now, those guys really need to drive the net, put the puck on net, drive the net, and get the rebound and try to put 100%. It in the back of the net. So I think that should be the game plan. I completely agree with you. That is also my first pick. The Rangers on the money line for my first pick. But I'll throw my second pick to you, and it's the Flames on the puck line. And I just mentioned that I believe that this is going to be another low-scoring game, so I can really see this being a 2-0 win for the Flames or even a 3-1 win for the Flames. I think they win by more than 2 goals, but again, another low-scoring game in this sense. And who knows? It could be a high-scoring game. Anything can happen in hockey, but the way it has played out so far, I think it's going to be a 2-0 or 3-1 win for the Flames on the puck line. And I'll throw my last pick out there as well with my lock. My lock of the night are the Panthers on the money line against the Capitals. Game five, back at home. It's been very lopsided in every single game so far, except for game 4, where they just clutched up in the last couple of minutes and then won in overtime. I think they went back-to-back and take a 3-2 series lead. That is my lock of the night.
Well, my friend, my second pick, Flames on the puck line, and my lock of the night, Panthers on the money line. I am 100% vibing what you're saying. I think that game, that overtime victory winning goal by Carter Verhaeghe is what the Florida Panthers were waiting for to wake up. All the credit due in the world to the Washington Capitals, TJ Oshie, Evgeny Kuznetsov, even guys like Dmitry Orlov, some of those guys that won them the cup a couple of years ago and have been there before. All the credit due for keeping this series very close. But now it's time for the better team to flex its muscle and move on to the second round. And I think that overtime victory steal might have been what they needed to really pop. And I think you'll see that by the Panthers tonight in a big, big way. That's my lock of the night as well. And I just think the same thing. The Dallas Stars are lucky to even be in this series.
Yeah.
And all credit due to them. But if it weren't for the demons that this Calgary Flames team has, this series would already be over, right? Because you can tell that the Flames were in their head there for a couple of those games. Again, taking nothing away from the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
But I see kind of both of those little flashes in the pan and in a big way tonight. Flames puck line and my lock of the night, same as you, brother. Panthers on the money line. Let's get this paper.
Hey, well, we practically have the same picks. I love what we have going for Wednesday night. I will mention this as well, that Sergei Bobrovsky made an absolutely clutch save on Evgeny Kuznetsov in the, I think it was like the last 2 minutes on a breakaway. Mm-hmm. Stuck the pad out. Puck gets turned away, goes down the other way. I also think the Capitals hit the post at one point on an empty net. So very lucky for that situation as well, because that could have been different. But completely agree where our heads at it right now. I like your pick for Mika Zibanejad. I'll probably throw some money down on an anytime assist. But
might as well.
Hey, we're on the same page right now, Flip. I absolutely love it.
Hey, man, let's revisit this, because we might need to just make this a little bit of a formula here, because if the Flames and Panthers bang out and we get some little Zibanejad action, might be going back down south, baby.
might have to. We'll see what happens. All this money we're making from the playoffs, might have to go spend it at the casino a little bit. We'll see what happens at the end of the season. But thank you guys so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On NHL. From first round matchups to each Stanley Cup kiss, Locked On NHL covers the playoffs like no other. Hear the latest news and opinions from local experts every Monday through Friday. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't subscribed, haven't followed yet, please hit the button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes every single day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Like Flip said at the top of the show, you don't want to miss out on all the takes, all the content coming out because of the postseason. Mm-hmm. We got another month left of playoffs, baby. So let's keep going. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.